From scratch.
Hello, this is Nigel Payne, and welcome to another From Scratch. Today I'm joined by the celebrity, well-known figure, societal figure, Martin Cousins. And Martin is going to talk to me about learning live. I wasn't able to be there. I was actually in Doha, and I'm really anxious to get from Martin what was his take on learning live. So, Martin, high points, low points, if there were any. Tell us about learning live.
Wait a minute, Nigel. That introduction, I've never been introduced in such a way before. And it may not be true. It may not be true. But let's imagine it is. So learning live. Takeaways. Well, first one begins with the letter A. And that was, there was quite a lot of talk of academies. And I thought that was interesting because it feels like lots of L&D teams are using the language of education to effectively bundle up kind of what they've been doing for a while, but to badge it as an academy. So there are a couple of sessions where people were talking about that. And then I talked to some other delegates about it, and there was a sort of feeling that, yes, that's a good idea, but questioning why things were being badged in that way. Maybe that's a bit of a trend at the moment, I don't know. But there are a few big organisations that seem to be running academies and talking about, you know, the learning experience there. And I think at the heart of that is, or it seems to be, more peer-to-peer learning. I think it's definitely appealing to sort of the new cohorts that are coming into the workplace. So I don't know what's going on there, but I thought that was quite interesting. I thought I thought there was a bit of a divide between kind of business now and some of the sort of case studies, what you need to know now to succeed, and some of the forward-thinking stuff. It's like, where's this all going? And I think there's just quite a sort of delicious tension in all of that right now. So you get a practical, how to make the most of what you're doing now type of view of the world, but you've also got this, but how long can you keep going and doing that for? Because the world is changing fast and you need to be, you know, in the frontier land looking at different ways of doing things. So I think there seems to be this mix, which I think maybe just sums up where people are. But I really enjoyed it, and I think the keynotes are really good. I thought that Steve Peters, who's written The Chimp Paradox, he gave an hour-long keynote, and I think he's the sort of person that L&D conferences need to have. It gets right to the sort of core of what it is to be human and what we need to help be happy and develop ourselves. And there was one line in his thing which was along the lines of, no one beats a happy person. And I just thought, you know, that is so true. And maybe we don't think about the fact that, or maybe we don't think enough about how happy we are in what we do, whether you're a leader, a manager, or, you know, just kind of getting on.
And also whether learning is part of the happiness process. Learners are happier people than non-learners. So did Steve bring together the two elements of the conference, the kind of visionary, this is what you need to adjust to in this new world, and here are the practical things I'm doing today to make my learning program a success?
Well, I think you could have been, if you were looking through the lens of trying to move things on in how you are delivering learning, I think he was speaking to you, if that's a roundabout way of answering that question. I think I think if one gets to the core of how we learn and how we are motivated to be the best that we can be, then, you know, I think he had a lot to say about that. And the other thing is, don't forget that he works with people like the British Cycling Team and sports people. So they are, you know, their work is pretty much training. That's it. They take them from one place and they get them to another place, and that other place tends to be the best in the world. So it's, although it's rarefied and it's sport, it's still, I think there's, you could look at that and think about how you might be able to turn that into something useful back in the workplace. I think also it probably left a few people feeling quite emotional themselves, because there's this element of, well, wow, you know, you reflect on what he said and you think about your own practice and, you know, development and where you're at. So, you know, and I think the other thing for him is, and some people said this to me, and it was said in various places in that conference, is that neuroscience is incredibly important. You know, that's, he's a psychologist, but he's using, you know, new thinking born out of research and using it to great effect to help people get a lot better at what they do. And I think that's the message in all of this, is that he's kind of, you know, he's saying, well, we need to understand that stuff, neuroscience, psychology, and what have you, and bring it to bear on how
it's
we
very do important. I agree. So he's basically saying, to get the focus on the practical stuff, i.e. the incremental improvement, you also need to keep your eye on the big picture horizon and use what's out there to help you do what you do best. And if you don't do that, you're missing huge numbers of tricks. And you'll never be world class. I think that's very interesting about Steve Peters. He's saying, if you follow this logic, we're not just talking about doing good stuff, we're talking about doing exceptional stuff and turning what was, well, it was British cycling, what was once mediocre and a long way down the world league, into something that is completely world class and continues to be world class. That was great. Thank you. I'd like to say a great thank you, Martin. And I really enjoyed listening to you. And that gives me a much better insight into the conference than I would have got anywhere else. Perfect. Thank you very much.
From scratch.